views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. And here we are, already halfway through January, and many of us experienced that this year has started off with much lighter energies. Actually, many of us started to experience this last month in December. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that these lighter energies, they're more heightened and clear. They'll start to gain speed and momentum throughout these early months of 2019. And our clarity and our detachment to outcomes will make manifestation simply magical. It will also present many with miraculous opportunities and connections in answer to the fulfillment of their prayers. Now, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, they're asking us to utilize this immense energy and allow it to ignite our creative passion for life. Whatever you can do to take inspired action towards your dreams will manifest manyfold in this amazing year. And it will manifest because we are finally clear enough to and have cleared and cleansed so much to make that manifestation happen with ease and grace. This year, they're saying to us, we simply can't put a foot wrong. If we surround ourselves with positivity, and if we have visualizations and images of what we wish for our lives to look like. Now, do spend as much time as you can to create your dreams, and you will realize them. Everything that we can imagine will come true in one way, shape, or form this year, they're telling us. But do remember that these energies also intensify things like restriction, doubt, worry, things like limitation, and especially our fears. The Posse of Angels is recommending that we stay away as much as we possibly can from all negativity. And while these energies are one of fulfillment. It is we that must open our arms wide and act when those miracles present themselves. They're showing me the Nike tick and they're saying, just do it and say yes. Just say yes. Don't try to figure it out. You've co-created this. You've brought it to yourself. You're able to do it. Just say yes. Don't allow your self-made illusions of doubt or why you can't do something to stop your miracles from happening. And do remember, regardless of whatever we've asked for, we still need to be diligent and work towards them every single day. And to be able to utilize these miraculous energies, many of us are going to be stepping into the fulfillment of our desires. That's why they've entitled today's program, Starting Anew. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing us, this is interesting, they're showing us a whiteboard that badly needs erasing. And they're hiding a huge eraser behind their backs. They're saying that not everyone will be excited about standing in front of a clean whiteboard in order to create their new life. For creating a new life can be very difficult for some people who've never given to themselves, have never made themselves a priority. They've never put themselves first and never allowed themselves to believe in their dreams. For these new energies will support those of us who focus on passionately creating a life filled with what we love doing and the creation of what makes us happy. But starting over afresh may not be as daunting as one thinks when you consider that the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with these new energies and by taking inspired action in 2019, it will be like going bowling with bumper guards. You know, I remember when the former soul used to take her children bowling. They used to put up the guards so that the balls wouldn't fall into the gutter. We are so clear now to hear and to see and to perceive the signs from God and the angels that this will keep us in play, and they're telling us out of the gutters. And listeners, I, for one, am getting so excited about watching many of my long-held wishes manifest. Actually, the manifestation of one of my long-held dreams to take the messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, out to a global, a much wider audience was realized 2 years ago. And it came about because I imagined and I put all of my focus and my attention on one thing. In the years leading up to 2017, when God and the angels told me to write and channel my books, I didn't hesitate, but I made this mission my number one priority. To add fuel to my book's future success, I used to state aloud. No, I actually used to yell to the universe at the top of my voice, I am a number one international best-selling author. And I visualized people all over the world eagerly reading my books and garnering so much spiritual knowledge and wisdom from them. Then out of the blue, in 2017, both of my novels, within a month of each other, My One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and also its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. Both of these books became number one Amazon international bestsellers in the UK, in the USA, in Canada, in Germany, and Australia. It was my focus and my belief in this dream that created it and manifested it into reality. But the only reason that I was totally free to move forward without fear and not even questioning if being an author was right for me, was because of years and years of practicing certain things in my life. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for me to share those things with you to make it easier for you to also start anew. Number one, I knew that everything happens for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. Therefore, there were no mistakes, and I couldn't fail because there was truly nothing to fail at. Next, I know that if I start taking steps towards something, and it's just plain hard and difficult, some aspects of it may be blocked, then I simply know that those signs are telling me that it's not beneficial to pursue now or not ever. And when those signs occur, I switch tracks and I go work on a creative project that gives me joy until I get a clear sign that it's time to move forward. Now, just a note here that this usually happens, the blocks or that it's just plain hard moving forward. This usually happens because I've become tired of waiting on God's timing, and I did start to push things to go and make them happen before God's timing. Now, I also deeply know and never question that the universe always has my back and will provide for me abundantly, as abundance is my nature. Now, I also know that abundance may not be presented in the way that I conceive that it will and have to show up, but it's presented me to me in the best form that I need in order for my soul to grow. I deeply know that all my prayers will be answered again, not in my timing, but in the best timing possible for my soul's growth. And by consciously choosing every day to hold a vibration of joy, love, gratitude, peace, and appreciation, no matter what is going on in my life. It was then that I began to experience a life in which it truly doesn't matter in what house I live, in what city I am, country or continent I choose to live in, but what matters most was that I continually experienced a joyful life filled with ease and love and grace, and it reflected the energies that I held and perpetuated within me. Anything less then these things yields a reality, then that is less than positive. For instance, okay, I phoned a relative who is perpetually negative to wish him a happy new year, never allowing anything or anyone to really dampen my spirits. I wished him good health and peace, abundance, prosperity, and love for the coming year. Immediately, he started to lash into a tirade of how 2019 was going to be no better than 2018 because he hated his job, he hated what he was doing, because the economy sucks, and it will be another year of continually fighting with his ex and getting no joy from his children. You know, I listened respectfully, and when this person was finished, I then said that my outlook and my intention was for it to be a remarkable year of widening the scope of being of service and doing what I absolutely love and bringing in new and exciting opportunities and connections to fulfill my dreams. I asked him to take particular note of our conversation. I said, would you do me a favor and write this conversation down somewhere about how you are absolutely loathing the coming year to come because nothing ever works out for you and you hate this and you hate that? And when I asked him to take note of it, because I told him that I would be calling him on New Year's Eve, 2019. And see how closely our predictions for the upcoming year that we both voiced and believed would manifest was reflective of what we actually experienced in our realities. Well, you know, everyone, one does not have to be psychic or clairvoyant to predict that with his present chosen energies of loathing and hate and disappointment and despair, he'll have the same negative outcome as he had in every previous year. So, the Posse of Angels are suggesting for you to hold those positive energies when you're starting over and ask the angels for signs and messages that they wish to share with you to clearly show you in which direction to step forward. But the trick is to let go of what you thought your life should or ought to look like in order to open to limitless possibilities for the fulfillment of your wishes. You know, we do get stuck in so many ways by having a certain expectation and a certain attachment as to what we think our life should look like. Remember that starting over or starting anew is only scary if you hold on to the belief and the illusion that starting afresh will perhaps bring more compromise or settling for less than you so richly deserve. And a lot of people are more comfortable with that which they know already than stepping into something new. If you allow yourself to let go to the magic and the miracles of life's infinite possibilities happening in every second, you can now choose to consciously and passionately co-create your life's dreams with the universe. In fact, by holding only the highest of energies, for instance, energies of light and love, kindness, passion, joy, gratitude, and peace, we will ensure that when those divinely ordered opportunities and those connections are in perfect alignment to manifest in our lives, our positive frequencies will be the perfect match to those of the universe in order for these manifestations to then take place. You know, when we come to that point in our lives, when we are starting over, there are some things that you can do which are extremely helpful. Now, firstly, with so many people moving in the conscious collective, they'll be moving in 2019. When you move, it's a wonderful idea to sage your place before leaving it, because you want to bring all the energies experienced there into the highest alignment. Now, a lot of people would know that when you move into a new place to sage it, but not many people sage their former place or their place that they're living in before they leave it. Because regardless of the things that you experienced in your home, while saging it, by thanking your home for providing you with shelter and being grateful for your home, these blessed energies of gratitude and appreciation and love, they will fill you with the highest of energies, bring any untoward energies into alignment, and you'll leave your house with a very clean energy. And of course, as I just mentioned, if you'll be moving into a new home, you can even do this with a new job when moving into a new office. Sage it, bless it, and fill it with light. Every home carries energies from previous owners or previous workers, and in order to bring these energies up to their highest possible frequency, it's important to consciously fill the space with love and light, with the intentions of what energies, whatever energies you wish to consciously experience in your new place. You can have those intentions that you want to experience health that you want to experience creativity, success, love, joy, prosperity, peace, anything, go ahead, make your list and set those intentions. The next one is not everybody's favorite, but it is so important. Go ahead, make your list, but clean the house and throw away clutter before you move in. Now, Pete and I have moved so many times in the past 15 years, and we still had things that we donated and gave away to others. Now, this does require some organization, but really, I can assure you that by not moving clutter into a new home or a new office, you're setting the intention that life in your new place will be orderly. It'll be organized with free-flowing energies, unencumbered and weighed down by clutter and stuff that you don't need and you don't use. And by doing so, one actually opens space to receive new things coming in. Also, the things that you can do to raise vibrational frequency is buy plants for your new environment and also fill that space with beautiful crystals. You know, those people that work with crystals know that you can program them. So if you're moving into a new office, you can program it for a success. You can program it for working with others happily and joyfully and a lot of collaborative work in a creative environment. You can actually program your crystals so that there will be clear, high vibrational, and their living energies will contribute to the space. Now, the more that one can give sacredness to their actions, taking inspired actions in 2019 when starting anew, rather than focusing on any energies of fear, limitation, worry, trepidation, and doubt, then the more one will truly be blessed with the same sacred energies in the days, months, and years ahead. And the posse of angels are assuring myself and each one of us that 2018 was a very difficult year for many. Just recalling back that we had no less than 5 planets going retrograde, one after the other: Mars, Neptune, Venus, Mercury, missed one in there, but it was very, very difficult. And the energies were like pushing molasses across a flat surface. We couldn't get a handle on bringing our projects forward, and we felt exhausted. And now they're assuring us that 2019 will be a much easier year, and the energies will seem to be much, much lighter. Now, to help give us some additional messages, when I went to my animal spirit cards, 2 cards, not just one, but 2 cards, jumped out of the deck, and they were very similar. The first one, they both are in the cat family, but let's see. The first one was the domesticated cat. Cat came in to alert us to be independent. It's saying, strike out on your own and embrace your independent spirit. Now, when they said strike out on your own, it means that you won't be working by yourself. This 2019 energy is about making connections and doing collaborative efforts. But in order to get to that stage, you have to step out on your own and to be independent. With its magical and fanciful nature, Cat is bolstering our self-confidence and our reassurance. To help us to start anew in 2019, we need to draw on Cat's cunning and openness to magic and mysteries. I mean, if you've ever seen a cat play or look off into space and just connect with the energies around, it is magical. It's encouraging us to be more curious. Don't be so attached to how things should work out. In this way, we open to the universe, giving to us in limitless ways. Cat also helps to bring forth our desire for freedom, being flexible and adaptable. Don't be afraid to mix up your routines, and please don't be afraid to make changes in your life. Now, the second card that came out was the card of the meerkat. And this is, it says cat in it, which I thought was extremely interesting. Now, once we adopt and display the curiosity and openness of the domesticated cat, the meerkat does remind us to open to receive support from a trusted group of like-minded people. And this is where the collaboration comes in. Once we put ourselves and our dreams and our desires out into the world, 2019 will be a year of receiving support and recognition, promotion from others in positions of power, money, and authority in a collaborative way to help us achieve our dreams. So if you have felt like you are doing this all alone, it's about to change in 2019. Meerkats actually survive through their working together as a community to deceive their predators and to live another day. After so many of us have felt like our endeavors and projects once again were invisible, here comes 2019. We are clear enough, and we will bring in a new collaborative family to promote and get our messages out to a much wider audience. So when those things do turn up in your life and they ask you to start anew, know that they've shown up because you're more than ready to step up. You have all the wherewithal and to believe in yourself to start anew. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And when we come back, we are going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So we'll see you right after this break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And we have been speaking about starting anew in 2019 because we have done so much clearing and cleansing, because we have brought so many of our relationships, especially our relationships with ourselves, back into alignment. 2019 is going to be much easier. And we will see, many of us will see the physical, tangible manifestation of the fulfillment of our prayers and wishes showing up in order for us to be able to step forward. And this will come through collaborative efforts. We no longer feel like we have to go it alone. Let's go to our first caller. We have Sophie on the line. Sophie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Nice to speak with you. What's happening in your world?
Oh, man. So many things you just mentioned just totally resonated with me. So thank you so much. I just moved into a new place. So I'm going to go home and sage. I already have my crystals and my plants set up. So I'm glad for that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. A lot of people do forget to do that. It's not that the energies are bad, but it's mm-hmm. really good to give it a sweep and just to make sure the energies are bright. What have you noticed? What have you noticed in the area that you've moved to?
I've moved into a couple weird places, but this one feels really good. I definitely need to declutter and you know, keep that energy moving, because I think that space already has good energy. I just need to, you know, make sure all my stuff that I'm bringing into it is also having energy flowing through it and you know, continuing that streak.
Go on.
Lately, I kind of had a streak of kind of what a lot of people call anxiety or a depression state of mind, kind of. And I don't know whether that has to do with my relationships in this lifetime right now, or, you know, just the stress of moving and transforming everything. Or, you know, maybe people are communicating with me, loved ones. It is like around the holiday season, you know, still. So just trying to feed into that and kind of figure out what's going on kind of with that as well.
Right, right. Well, the Posse of Angels are saying that those things could contribute to it as well. But they really want you to know that 2018 has been, or 2018 was a year that was very, very difficult for many people. As I mentioned before, we had Mars retrograde, which Mars is mm-hmm. the planet of action. And when it goes backwards, nothing goes forward. Our projects, our endeavors, mm-hmm. you know. And then Neptune saw us losing our ability to access our intuition. Neptune makes us very cloudy and foggy. And then when while Neptune was in retrograde, Venus went retrograde. And Venus is the planet of beauty and harmony in relationships. It went retrograde and backwards so that we could finally heal those relationships. And then, of course, at the end of the year, Mercury went backwards or retrograde. And so it was very, very difficult for us. A lot of people had great trouble sleeping. They, you know, and were speaking about anxiety. But the energies will get lighter incrementally. Mm-hmm. And that they will be noticeably lighter. We'll feel less bogged down. We'll be able to sleep better. Those things. So, don't take it personally. A lot of times, what the collective is feeling, you know, we feel as well on some level. You know, we just have to try to transmute that. The thing that we can do best is to nurture and nourish our soul, you know, by doing things that are calm and peaceful, whether that's you know, sitting silence, walking in nature, spending time with animals, you know, doing all of those things, you know, Epsom salt baths and, you know, saging and, you know, listening to calming music, those kind of things. And it's going to help tremendously when we go forward. They're saying that this is a very positive move for you.
Good.
Very, very positive move. And that, over the next several months, you know, as you're getting used to your new surroundings and that kind of thing, the people that you will meet, I don't know if there was difficulty in the place that you lived before, or there was friction or irritation, or maybe the energies just seem to be a disconnect. Now they're going to be more in alignment because you're a different person now than you were. How long have you been? How long were you in your previous place?
It was part of the property I grew up on, so a very, very long time.
A very, very long time. Okay.
Yeah, well, 20 years or so.
Okay. Well, you truly needed to move. And the card that I pulled today, the animal message card of the cat, is the card of independence. It's the card of being self-reliant and having that self-confidence that you can go out and make it on your own. You'll feel a great boost, you know, in valuing your independence and this very important move for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Yeah, it's just a very, very new beginning for you, a great start, and it should just keep improving as we go further into 2019. The first card that's coming out for you is, I call this my favorite card in the deck. It's the Eight of Pentacles. This is the Being Remarkable card. This is the card of working on your craft. Is there something that you are passionate about that you are working on at the moment?
Yeah, a couple different things. But the one that jumps out to me is I do aerial. I'm an aerialist. So,
okay.
Dancing in the air.
Oh, how wonderful! Well, they're saying that what you're most passionate about will be recognized, and you'll have others that are very interested in either supporting or promoting or encouraging you to continue to do what you absolutely love doing. And there may be different areas that you can plug this into that you never thought. You never thought possible, or you never even considered these areas that you could do your work in. And they're saying that more and more things will come about as a result of you putting the energy into your what you love doing. So that's a great card to start off with. The next card for you is the Three of Cups, which is the celebration card. They're also saying you will draw to yourself. I don't know if you have a group of women that you're currently working with, or you're currently doing what you love doing, but you will be meeting more people as the year goes on to support you and encourage you in this wonderful area. You know, there's lots of celebration cards in the tarot, but this one in particular points to collaboration and working with others. So, just sort of be on the lookout for that. And then your next card that comes in for you is the Justice card. This is the card of living your truth. This is the card of, it could also be a card of signing contracts, you know, where you are offered an opportunity in which you have to, you know, have to sign a contract or something like that. So, this is the card of justice. And a lot of times when we feel worthy and deserving and valued enough to do what we love doing, then the universe steps up and provides that kind of justice for us to provide that, those people to help us and promote us and to do what we love doing. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Sophie.
Yes, it really, really has. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful, beautiful year, and just may it be magical, healthy, abundant, and prosperous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and same to you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Christy. Christy in California, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I am very good. It's so wonderful to be on your show, Candy. How are you?
I'm really, really well. I'm really well. What is happening in your world?
First of all, I have to say, as you were sharing about 2018 and 2019, I was nodding the whole time. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. That was me last year. Yes, exactly. That was what happening. Here pretty much was happening in my life.
Oh my gosh, with all of those retrogrades, there was nothing left in the tank. It was just, we were just so weary and exhausted, and it was just like, I'm so over this.
Exactly. I felt like I just had to need to take a step back and become quiet and write and just do nothing for a while.
But
what I'm feeling is over the last 2-3 weeks that creative essence has reawoken.
Yeah.
And new projects are coming in, new ideas, new creativity is flowing through. I've been working on my next book, and the first draft got done last week.
Wow.
So there is new energy coming in after just letting go, transforming, transmuting, and shifting over the past 11 months, 12 months.
Yeah.
So my question for you and the Posse of Angels is if there's any specific guidance you have for me as I'm going to the new year that are supporting the new creativity that is emerging.
Open up. Okay. What they're saying is you no longer have to do it alone. They're saying open up to people coming in who are going to connect with you. And it's almost as if we have been invisible for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly people will show up. They're saying, make sure to check communication, emails or texts or phone calls out of the blue things that are going to come and offer you and your expertise. And then you're going to say, where have you been? Where have you been for like 3 or 4 years? But it wasn't the right timing. It wasn't the right timing for us to move forward. And they're saying that be very open to working with those others, and also on collaborative projects. Now, they're also saying that what you've done up until now is going to be taken into a different area, an area that you never even considered doing this. It never came to mind, but it's going to really excite you. It's going to excite you very, very much. And they're saying, don't even consider not doing it because it's being offered to you because you have all the wherewithal to step forward. Every time they've asked you to do something, the Posse of Angels are clapping and they are they're very excited because you said yes, even though it wasn't logical, even though it wasn't rational, but you said, I'm going to be a good steward of my higher self and God and the angels asking me to do this. And so you creatively did this, you know, whether it was a radio show or whether it was books or goodness, the screenplays or whatever it was. And so now with the mm-hmm. foundation that you've built, those projects and those ideas are going to start to blossom, and they're going to start to be attached to other people are going to want to attach their money. They're showing me finances, but they're also showing me their expertise in positions of authority and things like that, that will help and make those projects blossom, but also plugging them into areas, again, where you didn't even think that you would be working and having such an opportunity to do things in such an area. So they're saying that, you have every right to have a little bit of anxiety, but to get very excited, because 2019 is going to be a whole new ball game. A whole new ball game. And sometimes, you know, get ready for the ride of your life, because your soul is asked for this. You know what they say, be careful what you ask for, because it might come in.
Yeah. It's coming in.
Yeah, it is coming in. It is coming in. And they're saying, they're pointing to other areas of your life. And they're saying so much of your life, especially love, has been brought into alignment. What you looked at as being a hole, maybe a hole in your life, or some area of your life that was not being addressed. They're saying that love aspect has been brought into alignment. And this is just going to bolster what you'll be doing. Because it'll be a collaborative effort as well with the two of you. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Wonderful energies around your brand new start in the year of 2019. Perfect. We have the death card. The death card is an end. They're saying in many respects you've come to the end of your situation or the end of your mission, and in order to start a new mission. And when people say, well, what mission was that? Well, the first part of our mission was to wake up, and then wake up as many people and to get on board the train of ascension. And 2012 onwards, we started creating the books and the radio shows and the screenplays and the movies and whatever we were doing, or the businesses. And now that we've created that foundation, now we are going to be like corralled anymore. The gate's going to be open, and we're going to run forth to bring those efforts out to the wider audience. And this is a new beginning for you as well with the death card. So that's a wonderful card to start off with. And the next card is the star card. I love this card. Wish upon a star, you know. Make your wishes a priority. Visualize, where do you want to live? What do you want to be doing with your projects? Where do you want them to go? You know, visualize yourself doing these things. And they will manifest into reality. Maybe not in the way you expect, but the star card is telling you that you will be the star. And the next card that's coming out for you is the wish card. I love this card. So you got, you really did get two cards about your wishes and your dreams coming true. So, so really, I would put my efforts and my energies on yelling out to the universe, thank you for, and fill in the blanks, and just visualize that with all your heart coming in, and it will come in. So make sure you give us a call back here on Angel Healing House Radio when those things manifest for you.
I will call it out to the universe. Thank you so much, Candy. That was absolutely beautiful. I feel so uplifted now after just talking to you for those few minutes. Thank you so much for that beautiful message.
God bless you. Love you so much. And look after your beautiful, radiant
you
smile. Okay, take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling in. And let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Candy. How are you?
I'm really, really well. Are you, is everything going well in your world?
Yes, everything is going beautifully. And I was wondering if your posse could tell me about the first half of 2019.
Okay.
For me.
Well, okay, they're saying whatever is in your heart, whatever you've put your visualizations on, whatever you wish for yourself will manifest. It's as simple
wow.
as that. That's how clear we are now. In 2018, we were put through the ringer. We were put through the ringer. Yep. When we went through all of those retrogrades, and now we popped out on the other side, and the energies are just going to be much lighter. They're going to be clearer, and whatever we hold in our hearts is going to manifest. So they're saying, Mandy, we are turning the tables back on you. Where do you want to live? Don't restrict yourself. Where do you want to live? What do you want to experience? What do you want to passionately share with the world? Does anything come to mind when I bring up those things?
Well, yes. I would love to live on a lake not too far from here so I can still be near my adult children. But I would like to have a house on the lake, and I would like to get into really phenomenal readings for my clients, a whole new level of them, and bring in friends that are similar vibration so I can have camaraderie and definitely a life partner.
Isn't that wonderful? So these are yours. They're assuring you these are yours on the etheric level. And the more you keep saying thank you for them and visualizing, maybe visualizing yourself taking a boat out on that lake. Maybe they're visualizing you standing at your window at your lake house, looking out to the ducks and the geese and maybe the beautiful changing colors of the leaves and, the wind rippling across the water, anything from a sensory point of view that you can make it real, taste it, touch it, feel it, sense it, visualize it, all of those things. You could say, thank you for my beautiful lake house. You know, I love walking around it. I love, on hot days, putting my feet in the water, feel the water, lapping up on your feet or whatever. All of these things are going to make it a reality. And so we are more powerful than we possibly ever could imagine, Mandy. So take their suggestion really seriously and feel what it feels like and visualize to live in your lake house. Because the more energy you give it, then the more opportunities the universe has that it will give to you in that way. The first card for you is the Six of Pentacles. Now, this is about the giving and receiving card. So in that respect, you are giving these messages to the universe and you're receiving their answer. And it's going to fill you with abundance. It's going to make you feel so wealthy that you're prayers are answered. The next card that's coming out for you is the new beginning in the Ace of Wands. And they're saying that you will, your clientele will continue to grow and you'll be giving wonderful readings to people. And that's an assurity and by saying thank you to my wonderful clients, thank you to being able to get my messages out to a wider audience. And you have another card of new beginnings, which is the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords is, are you writing a book or are you writing something?
I've written one and I'm getting ready to self-publish.
Oh, that's it. That's it. So they're saying that this is a new beginning around this. And this book of yours is going to be like a calling card for you. It's, you know, you're going to have the universe bringing in opportunities and connections around it. So they're saying, thank you, Mandy, for being a good steward and listening to us and writing this book. And it will be quite successful in that it will increase what you love doing. So it's a wonderful reading. Just know that 2019 is going to be much easier than 2018, and that you're now open to receive those wonderful things. I can't wait for you to realize your beautiful vision of you living near the lake.
Oh, thank you, Candy. What a wonderful reading.
Just keep visualizing it and saying thank you for it. And take care, Mandy. Have a beautiful new year.
Yes, happy holidays, Candy.
Happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to all my listeners around the world. Thank you to those people who recommend and refer people to the Angel Healing House radio program that airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're interested in my wonderful books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which is this one, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And do remember, everyone, to go out this week and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.